Well, I call it short and long term. The short term benefits are what we already have, so we don't lose them. When you think of the agricultural side, a lot of it has to do with ethanol right now. We don't want to lose that market. Several states, I think seven already, and there's some more going to join that want low carb are going to require low carbon ethanol to sell in their markets. With that, if the Midwest is not producing that low carbon ethanol, they're going to go somewhere else. And so we have that. I don't talk as much short term as the gains we're going to have. It's saving, so we don't have the losses. And we'd see that in basis. We'd see that in economic development short term in the communities, because those ethanol plants, if they slow down or have to shut down, that hurts our local economies too, with those people working there. All this is a multiplier. Long term, that it's a whole opportunity as far as what products can be made out of carbon down the road. There are so many things being tried and starting to be put into place. Let's have those industries in the Midwest when they start working with new forms of products that are developed from carbon, pulled off the pipeline. So it might, hopefully down the road, we don't have that much that has to go into the ground. And it's a great economic opportunity in the long term for these rural communities.